Well, I want to talk about some things that are important to me in my life, and perhaps in yours as well. I love talking about Jesus. I love talking about the Christ. I love talking about the teachings that have made such a difference in my life. And I love talking about practical Christianity. And because for me, that's putting the teachings into our lives. So let's just start first with Jesus. People have a lot of concepts about Jesus, who he was, how he was born, how he came into this experience, how he left this experience, what his life was about. And whether or not we may feel this impacts our life, you know, a lot of our concepts about Jesus are, or mental pictures that we have, are based on things that we've seen in artwork, words that we've sung in hymns or in carols, and so it's the mental picture we have is somebody else's mental picture that we've kind of, it's gotten kind of blurred with us. And it does affect our sense of connection, I think, with him. And for many, especially in the Western world, we have this picture of Jesus as this fair-haired, blue-eyed, probably tall, slender, young man who prayed using the King's English, of course. Thee and thou, right? And what I've come to realize, and maybe some of you have as well, is it probably would be a more correct picture to see him as a Semitic, having darker complexion, darker eyes, perhaps being shorter and a more muscular build. And it wasn't the King's English that he would have spoken, although we know that he probably studied formal Hebrew and possibly Greek, but he probably spoke Aramaic, not the King's English. But no doubt he was a powerful presence and spoke with authority, as Scripture says. To some, they see Jesus as the only Son of God, unique and special, different from everybody else. A lot of that comes from the stories that have been handed down to make a miraculous birth for someone who was extra special. And that kind of belief tends to also have the thought that if one just believes on him, they have eternal peace. They will be assured of eternal peace. And not believing on him, well, gets you a one-way ticket to something other than peace. So today I want to share some thoughts with you about Jesus, about the Christ, as well as the practical teachings of Christianity that point us to the power within us. Before we go further, though, I'd like to just say this. If everything I say just sounds foolish and doesn't mean a thing to you, that's fine. No one is trying to change your opinion. When you come to Unity, you are free to believe, keep your beliefs, and you don't have to accept anything. But it is possible that something will spark a thought within you that you'll continue to think about and come up with your own thoughts about. Because that's what's important, is that you come up with what you believe about it. And it's also possible that there will be something that maybe you want to think about it later, you know, so just put it on your mental bookshelf. You can take it down later and think about it some more. So no, the point is, I guess I'm trying to say is, we're not asking you to change anything. You are okay, just like you are. And we really, really mean that. So breathe, relax, it's safe. No one's going to try to change you. So first thing we will look at is Jesus. Who was Jesus? If we could kind of go back in our imagination to the point when there wasn't an organized Christianity, or I use the word churchianity, with theology and all the things about Jesus, we might see a man who was born the same way every other person has been born that's come into this dimension. A man, not a god, a man who discovered for himself his divinity. We refer to it as the Christ. But more importantly, he not only discovered his divinity, but he demonstrated this divinity in his life by being tuned into it and speaking from it, expressing from it. And he recognized that this dynamic power within him was something that could change his life for the better, but could also assist others in changing their lives. And so he began a healing teaching ministry that focused on the divinity of each one. Not a ministry focused on himself and the worship of him, but focused on the power within, the kingdom within. And he did call disciples. We specifically know 12, but there were hundreds, undoubtedly. But I think the main thing here is to realize that he never intended to set up a kingdom to worship himself. Nothing he said ever indicated that. The next thing is the Christ. I thought I originated this actually, when I said Christ is not Jesus' last name. But I read it somewhere and I said, oh, they stole that from me. But they wrote it before I even thought of it. Christ is the presence of God within. You can call it by any name, but it's the divinity within. Christ is the power in Jesus that enabled him to be and do and accomplish and be the great teacher and master that he was and is. But the same Christ presence has always been, called by whatever name, has always been within each and every one of us. And his teachings. His teachings are mainly, in my estimation, about the kingdom within. And according to scripture, he taught mainly in parables and or stories within stories. Stories with such a depth that one could study them and restudy them and look at them from so many angles and find so many levels of meaning that applied to whatever they were dealing with. They could be meditated on. They could be worked with to deal with just about anything in life. But they all seem to surround that concept, that idea that the kingdom is within. The answer is within. The peace is within. The direction is found within. Now, all these stories point to answers for everything. Relationships, forgiveness, how peace is not found outside of us, but it's found within us. How giving and receiving always balance. That if we want to receive more, it's give more. And to the extent we give and the attitude that, in which we give, we receive. We're open. We're receptive. And how changing our attitudes about things changes our life. And also, he taught the unconditional love of God. A parable, I think, that so beautifully exemplifies this is the story of the prodigal son. It's probably the favorite of many, many of us. Why? I think it's because it reminds us that no matter how lost we may feel, no matter how disconnected we may feel, no matter how far away we feel from our connection with God and Source, that when we come to our senses, every time we come to our senses, because it's a continual kind of process, every time we come to our senses, we are welcomed with unconditional love. And what has gone before is never held against us. Oh, that to me is so powerful, a wonderful, wonderful teaching. And he taught that prayer is not about ritual, not about what somebody else thinks you're doing right or wrong with prayer, not about begging or beseeching, but it's about an attitude of gratitude. And it's about understanding that before we call, the answer is already given. How beautiful is that? How beautiful. He taught from what he knew, and he demonstrated that in his life, and he literally became the expression of the Christ. John 3:16. How many of you could quote that from her? I'm sure you can. If you had a similar background as I did, you know it by heart. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. As a child, I was taught that this refers to Jesus, and that it literally meant if one believed on him, said they believed on him, that they could have everlasting life. And if they didn't, they wouldn't. And I always struggled with that as a child. I thought, what about all those people who never heard about Jesus? What about those people who lived before Jesus? Meister Eckhart, a medieval monk, had a realization about the scripture. God never begot but one Son, but the eternal is forever begetting the only begotten. The only begotten refers not to someone else, but to that in each of us that is the pure and perfect creation of God, that of us that is forever one with God. And when we believe, or when we know this unity, this reality of our connection with God, then this innate divine potential, shall we say, then we will know everlasting life. We will know life is eternal and forever and ongoing. The only begotten refers to to one idea that God holds, shall we say, that the creative power that is, holds for us. And it is the idea of perfection. And it's focused on and held for us, and we can't change it, no matter what we do or think or say. But when we know it, it makes a difference in our lives. One teacher used to say, Jesus never claimed to be God's only relative. We're all equally related. In unity, when we say Jesus the Christ, we mean the man Jesus who perfectly knew and demonstrated the Christ, the divinity within him. Exception or example? That is a huge difference. And when we can open our minds to the concept that Jesus wasn't the exception, you know, the one and only, never to be repeated expression of love and light and so on, it makes a difference in our lives. He's the example. Jesus realized who he was and realized his oneness with God and then demonstrated it, but never said it was only his to do. The works that I do shall you do also, and even greater works. So surely this means that he knew himself to be a living example, that we each could know the same potential within us, the same divinity within us, and express it as the beloved son, daughter, expression of God, the living God. Practical Christianity. I like that term. Charles Fillmore used that term, and I really like it because for me, what it says is that it's not enough for Jesus to realize the Christ within him and demonstrate his divinity, and then me to say, oh, wasn't that wonderful, but still feel disconnected. Practical Christianity to me is knowing that the same power that was and is in Jesus is in each and every one of us, and that we too can put those teachings into practice in our lives. They're workable, they're usable in everyday kinds of situations. You know, they're not just some moldy old something that doesn't work anymore. This is living truth that we're talking about here. They're practical, and it makes a difference in our lives when we practice them, when we put them into use in our lives. Practical Christianity means to me that we don't save our spirituality for some special place or some special time, some special occasion, or just when we're around certain people. To me, it means that we continually stay about the business of letting our Christ light shine, even when no one else knows we're doing it, even if no one else would appreciate or think they would appreciate it, even if they aren't asking questions. We don't have to put out any answers or make them wrong or anything. It's just letting our light shine, being who we are. Letting our light shine doesn't mean we have to act pious, holier than thou, or anything else. It's just perhaps making a choice to be more compassionate than judgmental in situations, more forgiving than resentful. You get the picture. And I sometimes have a challenge with that, do you? Every now and then, that old ad about V8, you know, later someone, I could have had a V8. And for me, every now and then it's like, I could have chosen compassion there in that moment. Or I could have chosen peace in that moment. But, you know, consciousness is unfolding. And we're all a work in progress. The point is, we want to remember to let our light shine And we do. When we do, it's without saying a word. As I said, for me, I have to stay on top of this many times. Jesus hasn't retired. Newsflash. Jesus hasn't retired. And for that matter, he tells me he has no plans to do so. Why? Because he is forever, as many are, supportive of our knowing the Christ, the divinity within us, and supportive of our expressing it in more and more ways. So, not only Jesus, but there are many who are available, not to worship, and you don't even have to necessarily think of them, but who are always supportive. We're not in this alone, folks. What did someone say the other day? I was at a conference, and she said, a thing we say in 12 steps is things, right? Only we can do it, but yet we can't do it by ourselves. It's like we appreciate the support and the energy and the love of others around us. So, reminders. Jesus is the name of the man. Christ is the divinity. Jesus the Christ is the perfect expression of the divinity in the life of one. The truth about Jesus is the truth about you and about me. Practical Christianity is seeking to live our life based on the teachings and principles that actually work and make a difference. Provable principles.